From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. A federal judge has given the Obama administration 3 weeks to release one of the youngest detainees at Guantanamo Bay Prison. Mohammed Jawad was in his teens when he was picked up in 2002. NPR's Ari Shapiro has details.
The government says it needs 1 week to work out a plan with Afghanistan to send Jawad home. Then it needs to give Congress 2 weeks' notice before Jawad leaves Guantanamo, as required by law. Jawad's lawyer, Major David Fracht, called it a staggering victory.
This is one of the people that the Bush administration falsely labeled as the worst of the worst, and now the truth has come out. It's an innocent teenager tortured by the United States, mistreated, who spent virtually his entire adolescence in Guantanamo.
The Justice Department has reserved the right to indict Jawad in criminal court. Judge Ellen Hovell urged the administration not to go that route. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Another top Republican says he'll vote to confirm Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander is the third most senior member of the Senate's GOP leadership. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Breaking with the GOP leadership, Alexander said he'll support Sotomayor's nomination despite disagreements with her judicial philosophy. He said he's voting yes because she's, quote, well qualified by experience, temperament, character, and intellect to serve. He is only the sixth Republican so far to announce his support for the nominee. The others are South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, Maine Senators Olympia Snow and Susan Collins, Indiana's Richard Lugar, and Florida's Mel Martinez, the Senate's only Hispanic Republican. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Labor Department reports first-time claims for unemployment benefits rose by 25,000 last week. Unemployment is behind the climbing number of foreclosures across the country. Rick Sharga of the real estate monitoring company Realty Track says that marks a shift in foreclosure trends.
We're moving out of a phase where most of the foreclosure activity was caused by unsustainable home prices and bad loans. And now most of the foreclosure activity is being caused by unemployment. People lose their jobs and can no longer afford to pay their mortgage.
Realty Track reports Las Vegas had the highest rate of foreclosure filings in the first half of this year. President Obama held a casual White House meeting this evening with black Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates and white Cambridge, Massachusetts police officer Jim Crowley, an effort to douse a firestorm over accusations of racial profiling after Crowley arrested Gates at his home. President Obama later added fuel to the controversy by saying the police acted stupidly. Crowley said today's conversation was productive and he and Gates have agreed to meet again. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 83 points at 9,154. The Nasdaq was up 16 at 1984, and the S&P picked up 11 points. This is NPR News. Iranian protesters clashed with riot police in Tehran today after thousands of mourners gathered in a cemetery to honor those killed since last month's disputed presidential election. Crowds had gathered at Neda Sultan's grave, but when opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi tried to join the surface, police used tear gas and fired shots into the air to disperse them. Officials on the Spanish island of Mallorca found a second explosive after a car bomb killed two police officers earlier in the day. It's the second attack in 2 days, and the Basque separatist group ETA is being blamed. Jerome Soskolovsky has more from Madrid.
The patrol car was booby-trapped, and the explosion killed the policeman instantly. Authorities combed the island and found a second limpet bomb underneath another police car a few hundred yards away. Authorities say that one could not be defused, so it was brought to a controlled explosion. In Madrid, Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero said the perpetrators would be found and jailed. With much pain and much fury, I condemn yet another vile act, he said. It's the first deadly attack by ETA on the island of Mallorca since the group was formed 50 years ago, and it comes a day after another bombing injured dozens of people. Experts say the group wants to show its back in full lethal force for its anniversary, following the arrest of three successive leaders last year. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky in Madrid.
The House of Representatives has passed legislation to improve food safety. It gives the Food and Drug Administration authority, more authority, and requires it to conduct more inspections. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.